It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle back from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. As promised, we're going to hear from James Franklin one more time before we get into the first game week of the year. This is what we call Franklin Speaks. We've got quotes from him from the past few days. We will hear what he has to say about a number of topics, really. We'll start with depth. He's going to get into quarterbacks, offensive line, safeties, wide receivers, a lot of the hot topics. And sometimes, Greg, my gripe with Franklin as he goes on for a long time without saying much, this batch of quotes that we've got are actually a little bit meatier than they usually are. There's some substance to them. And he's going to start here with just looking at where they've come from a depth standpoint, because obviously they've come a long way, and where they are right now, obviously some question marks in 2019, but a lot of talent.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I believe that, you know, that first year and really that second year, in a lot of ways, I think, you know, maybe have been our best job, you know, in terms of maximizing what we had. As you guys know, we had a bunch of really good players and really good kids, but it was just, it was different. You know, when you get here, and I think we had 6 or 7 scholarship offensive linemen before we moved guys over on defense and safety at really every position. It was unlike anything I had ever experienced before. So, to think about where we're at now, we're young, but the depth and the talent and the competition is exciting. We got a better familiarity for Penn State, obviously, now, for the conference, for all of it, you know, for the different venues. It's different. It's funny. It seems like 100 years ago, going to Dublin, Ireland, and you know, playing Central Florida, That was Billy O'Brien's going away present to me. You know, go out of town and leave us with a trip to Dublin, Ireland, and then Spider retires. I mean, geez, talk about a nightmare in the last few minutes. But it just, you know, we're just obviously at a different point. You know, we're just at a different point of our program. But all those experiences and all those things we have gone through, I think, have got us to this point. And there have all been learning experiences. Very appreciative, very proud of what we've been able to do, but we still got a lot of work to do. I just got done telling the team I'm very proud of how they've practiced, how they've competed. We made some adjustments in the offseason, the camp, to our summer training, and I like where we're at right now.
So 5 years have gone by since they got here, James Franklin and his staff, and there have been some changes, obviously, on his staff, too. But in 2014, you know, I think the most glaring thing was just the lack of offensive linemen and the lack of numbers there and how they had to patch that together. And I believe linebacker was a similar thing. And you look back on the roster back in 2014, and Mike Gesicki needed to play right away. A lot of the guys who have become integral parts of Penn State's program and getting them to this place now where there are high expectations. We're super young back then. You're Marcus Allen's, your Jason Kabindas, your Christian Campbell's, Imani Oruwariye, a lot of those guys. Some of them were asked to play pretty big roles early. Marcus Allen was in that group. And I think just night and day when it comes to, you know, maybe the best players on Penn State's roster, if you looked at the 10 best players on Penn State's roster back then and the 10 best now, you wouldn't see a huge difference. But I think obviously what you're seeing, you know, with the difference is scholarships number 60, 70, 80, you know, those guys you're trying to give scholarships away back then. And now you are trying to narrow down who's actually getting scholarships. So Penn State has clearly come a long way. And I think 2018 and the 19 recruiting classes have been a big deal for how far they've come just recently.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. There is a, we talked about this last week, I believe, but there was a great quote, or not a quote, but a tweet from the guys over at SB Nation about how Penn State's talent has just continued to improve over the last few recruiting classes, and now they're more in line with an overall roster talent of schools like LSU and USC. They're not at the top of the heap yet when it comes to what Ohio State and Clemson and Alabama, among some others, have been doing on the recruiting trail, but there's no question that they have depth now. You know, Terry Smith said it a couple weeks ago when he was asked to give sort of an answer like James Franklin did about the depth and the things they did in 2014. And he said, look, you know, it's night and day. And that's the best way, I think, to describe it. Just simply the fact that they are now at a point where across the board, I think they feel pretty confident in almost every position. Defensive tackle, maybe notwithstanding quite yet, but in a few others as well. But they have a two deep everywhere and probably a three deep almost everywhere. And in 2014, you'll remember, they could barely field five offensive linemen to start, let alone a two deep or a three deep. So there's just no question that the talent in this program has really taken a big step forward.
And I guess it just brings back memories of, you know, how fragile the program was at that point in time, with Bill O'Brien coming and doing his job and making sure that Penn State never fell out of a respectable position, got the most out of what he had. But Bill O'Brien was never really the go the extra mile, shaking hands. You viewed recruiting as a necessity and not something that he was necessarily interested in doing. And I think probably was dealing with some tight scholarships. But, you know, even so, you think probably there should have been a couple extra offensive linemen at some point along the way. Yeah. So there were some missteps, but Bill O'Brien was the perfect guy at that point in time to manage the program through a crisis situation, to get the most out of limited numbers. He was the best guy for the job. And then you have the transition. And if you don't make the right hire in 2014, if all the guys that James Franklin managed to re-recruit and keep them in the mix, all the guys that he was able to add, including Trace McSorley, to the equation after he arrived in that chaotic, you know, 3-week timetable between when he got the job and when signing day was, how fragile it was and how quickly the whole program could have fallen off a cliff if they would have hired the wrong guy, if they wouldn't have got those numbers late in the 14 cycle, if all the kids in the 14 class walked. And it's not even that unrealistic. So I guess as we're talking about where Penn State has come from and where they are right now and where they think they're going, I think you just need to kind of tip your cap to and recognize how much worse things could have been,
right?
You know, like, and I think it's natural in college football for fan bases. You go from, you know, being dissatisfied with the results to expecting too much. Like, there's never really a fine line,
right,
of reality. So I think if you're fan base is to the point where they're entitled, then your coach is doing something right.
Yeah, 100% agreed with that. And, you know, the funny thing about that quote from Franklin is that he jokes a little bit about the Ireland game and how logistically disastrous that was.
That's no joke. He's salty about it. He was salty about that at the time.
Well, he needed it, though, right? Yeah. I mean, at that point, they had no – now, it turned out that they did have a bowl game to offer. But when the whole idea of that trip, let's not forget about the details of that, was basically, we can't go to a bowl game, so let's take these guys to a regular season unique contest and use that as a recruiting tool. So as much, I'm sure James Franklin lost, you know, whatever hair he had at that point. I don't think he had much when he got here, if any. So, but I'm sure he lost some sleep over the planning of that trip and everything that went into it. But, you know, it goes back to how you have the people around you that can help you with these kind of things. Let's remember the point man for all of that planning was Kevin Threlkeld. And Kevin Threlkeld is now the chief of staff or the director of football administration, whatever. You know, he's Franklin's left-hand, right-hand man now that Jamal Griffin moved on, who, I mean, Jamal Griffin was an incredible cog in the machine. I mean, he was a guy that you probably couldn't pick him out of a crowd. Most Penn State fans, I would assume, probably couldn't pick him out of a crowd, and you didn't know what he did necessarily, but he was a guy that made sure things got done on a variety of fronts, sort of helped bridge gaps to the university community and to through the administration and things like that. And, you know, Kevin obviously is a guy who's been around a long time. I know we're getting off on a little bit of a tangent here, but he's been around a long time and he's clearly a guy that Franklin trusts and he knows he can get the job done. So when you talk about roster depth, you also better have some depth in your administrative levels too. So when your recruiting department, you know, when all, what, three of those guys got promotions this offseason, you better be ready to fill those spots and you better make sure you know who can continue running that ship with those guys out of the way.
Just as a further aside, and by the way, the segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Our buddies there have some really cool stuff to offer all season long, especially for August 31st, the season opener. Can't come soon enough and is coming very quickly now. A prize for the best appearing Penn State tailgate for that game. Buffalo's a night game, so you get a really full weekend there. You know, to tailgate before that game. We can split hairs on whether Buffalo should or shouldn't be a night game at that stage of the season, but it is, and it's a perfect time to check out GoPSURV.com. You're welcome, even if you're not staying, to come check it out. Grab a glass of wine, grab some barbecue, and see what they have to offer with your own eyes. The free 4-9 tailgate meal we've been hyping up for the past few weeks has been extended through August 30th. So basically, you buy between now and the season opener, and you can get that. Everybody in your party gets a free barbecue meal. Just a nice little bonus in a series of bonuses, the ultimate tailgating experience at GoPSURV.com. As a further aside, I remember leading up to that UCF Penn State game, I was on a conference call with George O'Leary, who was UCF's coach, and I remember asking him, and I thought it was just, you know, I thought it was valid, but I also thought it was very flattering. I was like, does Christian Hackenberg remind you of Blake Bortles at all? Blake Bortles was his quarterback. And now you look back and how Blake Bortles' NFL career is gone, how Christian Hackenberg's college career and then his NFL career is gone. And I guess it just sounded like an indictment of both of them.
Right.
But, you know, the reality was at that point in time, they both had big time quarterbacks and things have changed obviously a little bit since then. All right. We got one more quote here from James Franklin. Just talking about this stage of the year. I guess it speaks to the depth a little bit, the defense being ahead of the offense.
Yeah. In my 24 years, it's usually the defense is ahead. I think that's pretty much been the case this year as well, but I see the offense really the last two practices, you know, really making some pretty good strides. It's also hard just, you know, early on when to decide that because the installations, there's still a lot of new stuff going in every single, you know, day on both sides of the ball. We're a little bit more experienced on the defensive side, but I'm pleased. I thought the last 2 days it's been very competitive back and forth.
So that's what every coach says this time of year, and it's true. I think there's just more to get to on the offensive side. Anything of substance here from James Franklin talking about where the offense is and buying into whether they're starting to close the gap?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, even with Trace McSorley in an offense that was around forever, the defense was often ahead of the offense. So I don't really put too much stock into this. It's just easier for the defense. Even if they're wrong, they can fly to the ball and make a play, whereas the offense, obviously, it's not quite that simple. So this is almost a rite of passage in camp to hear a quote like this from James Franklin. It's not something I'd really worry about moving into the season.
All right. Speaking of offense, we're going to get on to James Franklin talking about his quarterbacks. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with that.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.